Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now you're kissing Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good.
Pal
around.
I'm
gonna read it.
Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase... Oh, sh**. They're stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome to the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you missed the first hour, you can download that The Fan podcast at 10ofthefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. That includes Schmishmodify. We do this every single Tuesday.
Damn.
It's tough, man.
You just can't quit Wednesdays.
It's tough, dude. I love Wednesdays. Wednesday's my favorite day of the week. Still is.
Now, especially.
Still is.
Well, it's your Saturday.
I don't do anything. Yeah, Wednesdays are great.
But Wednesdays kind of suck.
But we do this every single Tuesday from 7 to 9. So if you miss the show, you can always download that.
And, yeah, Wednesdays are especially garbage now.
Why is that?
Because we're not on Wednesdays.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Wednesday's probably the lamest day of the week.
Usually.
I still say it's Tuesday. I mean, it is, you are...
Did you just call us lame, Joe?
No, we're the best part of Tuesday.
Oh, great, great,
yeah,
great.
We are substantially the best part of
We are Tuesday. The highest rated baseball show in the Portland metropolitan area. We're the highest rated baseball show in the 23rd, 6th sports market in America. That's
got to
be something.
On Tuesdays from 7 to 9.
I think I should be a Major League Baseball Hall of Fame voter.
I mean, you should at least get like an award for that. But seriously, where's like the Oregon Radio Broadcast Award?
I'm actually going to reach out.
Here's
to
a coaster.
I'm actually going to reach out to Larry Stone, friend of the show. He's one of the only people I've ever had on this show.
Dude, Larry Stone's awesome.
He is the regional president of the Baseball Writers Association of America. So if you live in his area and you want to apply for a vote in the Hall of Fame, Larry Stone is the one that says yeah or nay.
Yeah, he was actually the one that tweeted out Ken Griffey Jr.'s statement on the passing of Hall of Famer Willie Mays.
Well, he covered the Mariners for the longest time.
Does he still not? Isn't he Seattle-based?
No, he is Seattle-based, but I believe he hung up his hat as the Times columnist last year.
He's a Mariner guy, and now he's like higher up, so he does
no,
more.
No, even still, after that,
the Twitter bio says retired sports writer.
I just remember a big old post from him last year, said this is going to be my last season covering things. I'm hanging it up. Finally.
So he's my favorite old white guy that still votes for Major League Baseball but doesn't cover Major League Baseball. Is that it? Is that a shot?
Well, he did.
I don't want him to hear this show and think I'm shooting at him.
He did for 27 years.
If I want him to approve me to be a Major League Baseball Hall of Fame voter.
Not only does Larry Stone tweet out the Ken Griffey Jr. Statement on Willie Mays, he just tweeted 11 minutes ago because the game ended. The Mariners now have a 10-game lead in the division over Houston and Texas.
I want to bring this back.
That surely blow, and Houston will win the AL West by season 10.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
I want to bring this back and be selfish for a huge moment. If I were to convince Larry Stone to give me a Baseball Writers of Association of America right to vote in the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. does that make me the most credible person here at this Odyssey station?
Just like in general?
Yeah.
For baseball, I would say.
Dude, I vote for
I
the Hall of Fame.
I would assume so.
Can I just like puff my chest at Rop or Dusty or the boys in the morning and say, hey, I mean, I know you guys do this every day, but I vote for the Hall of Fame.
Do any of the six current hosts of the weekday shows have any sort of voting credential on anything sports related?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Well, I mean, does Swag have like a AP poll vote or like
he'd be the closest.
Or a media vote for college basketball?
He'd be the closest.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, see, there's
he would have let us. He would have let everybody know by now.
That is true. We would already know that.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with having like individuals be, you know, like you're the baseball guy. You know, Jason Swigard's the college basketball guy. Danny Meringue's the NBA guy.
Right, but Danny Meringue's the NBA guy. Swag's the college guy. Suk is the NFL guy. Yeah. But Patrick actually votes for the Hall of Fame.
We think.
Well, does anybody? It's the same thing in like the NFL and NBA, right? It's like a group of voters, but it's a lot smaller than in baseball, is what I remember. If I'm not crazy,
I just wonder if I just say, "Hey, man, like I've been doing this for 10 years, and like I clearly watch the game. I know I'm a younger voter at the ripe old age of 39. If I was a voter in the BWAA for the Hall of Fame at 39, I'd probably be on the younger side. Is Jeff Passan older than me?
Ooh.
Jeff Passan.
I'm
going to
say no.
He looks younger than me, but that's because he's a good looking dude. He's
43 years old. 43.
Wow. Nice. Ooh, nice.
He's aging gracefully.
He's got those genes, man.
So can I convince Larry Stone that I'm the young guy and you need a young guy to do this?
Pass it along. Pass the torch to one Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
And then he'll ask, how many articles have you wrote?
Yeah, this is called the Baseball Writers.
Not the Baseball Talkers.
I do
I'll
wish
start it, writing things and
do
just
we
write
start
them.
The BBTA?
Ooh, the Baseball Talkers of America?
That's a good, yeah.
That's what we should put in the Twitter bio. Official BBTA voter.
Voter, yeah. I'm in a league of my own. All right.
Sorry, I think I'm going to burst your bubble here. The main requirement for membership in the BBWAA is that a writer works for a newspaper or news outlet that covers Major
news
League
outlet.
Baseball
there you go.
On a regular basis.
News outlet, here.
We break news all the
right
time.
Right here, we break news all the time. This is a regular news outlet, and this station covers games. We used to broadcast them. I would argue that, yeah, I fit that credential.
Yeah, Vice President Larry Stone of the BBWAA. So I believe he would be one of the guys to hit up.
BBTAA.
I'm going to hit him up. And then I'm going to get Manny Ramirez in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, man.
If David Ortiz is in.
You know, that's fair. David Ortiz, yeah, no question, but apparently, because what, he barely got caught? He got caught a lot less than other people?
Boston's wrong.
Hey, this is our bleeping city.
All right. We're joking around. Larry Stone, a wonderful human being. Thank you so much for all your contributions to baseball. We love you, my friend. All right, when we come back, should we be watching minor league baseball? Is this the future of baseball? I think it might be. That's next Hot Corner, Today the Fan. Coming up, we'll do a fair or foul, everybody's favorite. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The clock hour. But some news broke today that the AAA, the Minor League Baseball Association...
Oh, this was in the news I thought you were going to bring up. I thought that the Mets named their newest starting pitcher, Grinnis.
You want to do that? You want to save?
We can finish the show with that.
No. You know what, Joe? Let's save challenging balls and strike, which sounds like the most boring thing I've ever heard talking about.
It's kind of a big deal.
Let's save that for next week. So the New York Mets have decided that Mr. Met and Giant Apple and their atrocious team they trot out every single day, and the fact that they pay players that are on other teams, most of them have Tommy John right now, have decided to have a McDonald's character be their mascot, and they're 7-0.
Well, he threw out the first pitch just over a week ago.
First of all,
why?
I want to know, how do you decide? Like, Joe, you and I have thrown out a first pitch, albeit wood bat, short season, collegiate Portland, Oregon baseball.
Still a first pitch.
But how do you decide as the New York freaking Mets that you're going to have Grimace throw out the first pitch?
My question also is, it's not even like the Grimace shake is a thing right now. Like,
no,
the Grimace shake came out like 6-7 months ago.
Doesn't Grimace Day happen in like 2 months?
Yeah, I don't know.
I only know because my kids love Grimace Day, and I refuse to let them eat McDonald's.
Also, I mean,
smart move.
Ranking the McDonald's mascot. I mean, Grimace runs away with it, right? Like Ronald McDonald, clown, creepy, not good.
Hamburglar, thief.
A thief,
felon.
Yeah, exactly.
They got rid
of
Ronald McDonald, too.
What now?
Sorry? I haven't seen McDonald's using Ronald McDonald in any of their marketing in like at least
because he's
years.
A clown.
But
he's,
the Hamburglar is
creeping all the children
the
out.
The Hamburglar is a felon. He's like former presidents of America. Like, he's a felon.
What are the... Oh, Officer Big Mac? Is
oh,
one
yeah. McCheese Mayor McCheese. See that he's up there for me. I like Mayor McCheese.
Grimace is the only one left of the old days with quality behind him.
There's one named Birdie.
Is that what the Mets are trying to say? Like, I mean, we only have one person from the old days that's worth the quality, and he died today, and that was Willie Mays.
Apparently, there is a Irish grimace named O'Grimacy when they come out with the Shamrock Shake.
Is he green?
Yes, he is green.
That's prejudice.
And he has a bottle of whiskey in his hand.
No, that's cultural appropriation.
On the night before Juneteenth, that is unacceptable.
Yeah, I think grimace definitely runs away with being the best McDonald's mascot because there's really only three or four that are memorable. But yeah, I don't know why he was out throwing the first pitch, but at this point, if you're the Mets, do you care? Because you've won seven in a row since he's done it. I mean, you got to ride this grimace wave. You got to ride this purple wave as long as possible.
Do you think Mets fans in Queens, how much do you think they love Mr. Met? You know, like let's look at the Philly fanatic, the chicken in San Diego back in the day, you know, the mascots you have. How much do you think the Mets actually love Mr. Met?
Oh, I think they hold him and Mrs. Met
in high regard.
Because the Yankees don't have a mascot, so I'm sure they are weirdly proud that they are the New York team with a mascot.
Okay, so then if Grimace comes in and they win seven in a row, do you think they're willing to cast aside Mr. Met? Or is it just kind of like, hey, this is fun. My team sucks, but we won seven games. We're still in fourth place in the NL East behind the Nationals. The Nationals that Joe picked to be the worst team in baseball.
There's still a chance.
Who I read an article the other day that they have very high interest from other teams in players, and they will most likely not trade them.
Listen, they're only 15 games above the White Sox, all right? There's still a chance.
But how many games behind the Phillies are they?
Enough. So that's why they should sell.
Fair or foul. The Mets are closer to the bottom or the top?
Of the standings?
Yeah.
Well, right now, the Mets and Nationals are tied at 35 and 37.
I'm going to go to the top.
They have the same exact record right now.
That's got to be just an ass division right now.
Braves are 8 games behind the Phillies. The Mets only 13.5 back behind Only 5.5 back of the Braves, who are now without Acuna, absolutely reeling. The Mets have won 7 in a row.
But not impossible.
By the way, there's a great meme going around right now where it's Grimace and Mr. Met, and it's the Captain Phillips, the look at me.
Look into my eyes.
I am the mascot now. Listen, this is great. There was a Mets player, I don't know who it was. It was like, listen, you know, we gotta remember this is like a kid's game, so like to have fun. So
sure.
Having this whole Grimace win streak going on right now and like tying it to that, like sure, why the hell not? Like, why not feed off of this?
I was sitting at a bar the other day with a good buddy of mine who doesn't...
It's just, some of these memes are killing me. It's just like...
I thought you were going to make fun of me that all Patrick stories start with, I was sitting at a bar.
Well, it's a good chance. The odds on that are good. They're at minus 175 that all Patrick stories start like that.
And I was talking to a buddy who is from Nova Scotia. He knows nothing about baseball. But when we sit, and because I watch baseball a lot at this bar, and he will ask me questions. Like, he's genuinely interested in the game, but honestly doesn't know anything about it. He's Canadian. There's not really a lot of baseball in Canada. So he'll ask me questions. And I watched Frankie Lindor have an absolute all-time defensive play. It was absolutely incredible. And he goes, wow, that's amazing. Who's that guy? And I said, well, that's Frankie Lindor. He's probably the best defensive shortstop in baseball. And he goes, really? And I said, yeah, but he can't hit for S and makes $30 million, so he's probably one of the worst value players you could ever have on your team. And that, if you take out the words Frankie Lindor, is how you describe the Mets.
Yeah,
like, we are talking about the
Mets
because they have a McDonald's character.
Hey, man, and they've won 7 in a row. Do not forget that they are winners now, okay? Well, not over the full course of the season.
They're winners
but...
and might trade their best player at the deadline.
I mean, I'm not surprised that the Mets are going with a McDonald's mascot, guys. Didn't Matt Harvey have, like, the Batman moniker while he was a really good pitcher for
them back in
the day?
That's different. Being Batman, being the Dark Knight that Matt Harvey was, is different than a McDonald's sub-character being your mascot.
I am clowning on the entire Mets marketing department. This is all just kind of throwing stuff against the wall and hoping something sticks. And I guess because they've won 7 in a row, we're talking Grimace.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
They pay $80 million for two players that play on the Rangers, and neither of them are fit to play.
I don't know if you've seen the video, though, of Grimace throwing the first pitch. Borderline... almost a better first pitch than what you had out there at the Pickles game.
Hey, I got no problem.
Also, he is wearing a comically huge glove out there as well. Like a baseball glove that is like 5 times bigger than the normal size of a glove. It is hilarious.
I am perfectly fine with Grimace throwing a better first pitch than me.
I think that's where a lot of this hatred and jealousy is coming from right now.
Nope. Most of my hatred... most of my hatred is that I had a choice.
All right, so the
most of my hatred for the Mets is that I had a choice.
The New York Grimace Mets.
Do you
Mets.
Choose Frankie Lindor or Jose Ramirez? I chose Frankie Lindor, and that was a terrible decision.
Well, it's not.
That's my hatred for the Mets.
It's not too
my
late.
My hatred
to choose
for the
Grimace.
Mets is my hatred for me.
Grimace 2024. They play Texas one more time, and they're going for the sweep. Sean Manea pitching for Texas tomorrow, so that's going to be 8 in a row for the Grimace
Mets. I can't
Mets.
Imagine beating a team that you're paying $80 million to for two guys that aren't throwing baseballs right now.
And then they'll play a 3-game series against Chicago. I'm saying this winning streak gets to at least double digits, because then they play the Yankees. And
you
want to
put a sandwich bet on it?
A McDouble bet on it?
Ooh.
I'm down to throw a McDouble bet on
What's
this.
What's the closest McDonald's to us?
There's one like 5 minutes from here.
Burnside. Burnside and 23rd, I think.
That's the most dangerous McDonald's in the greater Portland area.
No, there's one.
I would not say. You guys are my friends. There's one I would closer not than send that. You there.
There is one closer than that on Yeon.
Oh, you're right. Oh, good, you're right. Okay, you're right. Where, out towards St. John's.
Where you don't have to worry about getting stabbed.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Like literally through your window, there's homeless people waiting.
Yeah.
Oh,
The Burnside McDonald's. I would. You guys are my friends. Again, you're my friends. I would not. Even if I won a bet and wanted to rub it in your face, I would not send you there.
The Yeon one is clutch because it is not busy.
Never.
In and out. It is quick drive through.
Nice. You're on a highway. If you got to take a left out of there, you can do it.
Yeah, it's pretty reasonable. So that means they have to beat Texas tomorrow, and then they're going to have to win the first game against the series against Chicago, who's throwing out Jose Quintana. Hey, McDouble. Coming my way. Make it a bacon McDouble.
McDouble bet. You heard it right here. Me and Joe got a McDouble bet. Let's do this. All right.
Throw
a Grimace
shake on that bitch, too.
Oh, if they've got Grimace shake, I'll throw it down on there.
I don't think they do anymore. Did you see? You saw
that's like a 2-day thing. They only do it for his birthday.
Did you see the Grimace shake like meme that was like going around when that released?
No, dude, I don't follow McDonald's memes.
You don't do the internets? It was all over TikTok. You didn't see it at all?
I don't do the tickety. My wife does, but she doesn't follow that. She watches like horse hoof cleaning videos.
Those are very satisfying to watch. Okay. I have gone down a rabbit hole on horse hoof cleaning videos.
My wife and I's neuroses is definitely satisfied by
that.
Those
are fantastic.
Oh, God.
Hardworking ranch hands out there.
God.
Doesn't hurt their hoofs.
All right, so we'll see next week if this goes down. Joe or I will eat a McDouble on the air.
Well, I don't know if we need to do that, but
yes,
I'll
we will. I'll make you talk, and I'll eat a McDouble. All right, when we come back. It's fair or foul, everybody's favorite. But first, that's Schultzy over there with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome to everybody's favorite segment. This is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday night at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. That's where we are right now. And without further ado, I'll turn this over to our fantastic producer, Schultz. What you got for me today?
Appreciate you guys. I'll try to stump you a couple of times and then have some newsworthy stuff. Let's start off with Shohei Ohtani. We were talking LA Dodgers earlier in the show. Go podcast it. Anywhere you get your podcasts, of course, not pitching this year, but hitting like a machine. Joe, you mentioned he did hit a home run.
What are you today? 470 what?
Yeah, something crazy.
474?
Yeah, against the Colorado Rockies. Woo! Now, that is in Colorado, but still. I don't care.
476.
What is Colorado Rockies?
Don't care if they're putting balls in the humidor. That's talent.
That's big.
Yeah, getting a near 500 feet. Ridiculous. But was looking at Shohei Ohtani's home runs to this point each season and was pretty surprised, guys. Fair or foul? Shohei Ohtani has more home runs by this date in 2024, so today, June 18th, 2024, than he ever has on June 18th in his career. So to this point.
How many does he have right now?
I believe this was his 20th home run today. So 20 home runs on June 18th, fair or foul. This would be the most that he has had on this date ever in his career.
This is kind of like that Judge one from last week.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'll go first. Oh, no, Joe, you go first. I'm worried that my opinion will sway you. You go first.
I'm going to say fair. I feel like the first couple of Angels seasons, he was good, but because of also the pitching aspect that he did not get to play every game and have every at-bat possible. And also, I feel like he didn't really show his power until a couple seasons in. But still, wasn't able to play every game. The pitching being thrown in there. I'm going to say this is fair. Most home runs during up until June 18th than any point of his career.
I will also say fair for very different reasons. If he's got 20, I know Judge is not far ahead of him. And Judge is being talked about potentially doing what he did 2 years ago. And I don't recall anybody ever saying Shohei is on pace to hit 60 home runs. So because of my chosen historical review, I will say fair that this is the most he's had. Because if he is at 20, he is on pace to probably hit 56.
I'm actually kind of proud of myself. I stumped both of you. It is foul.
Wow.
So 2024, he has 20 home runs so far, including the one he hit today in Colorado against the Rockies. In 2023, you guys, he had to this point 24 home runs. And that is the season that he hit 44 home runs
because
in last
he was
year.
Shut down for a little bit at the end.
Yeah. It's really weird. When you look at it's actually wacky because, Joe, you did
that's right. Him, he there was like, could he be Judge?
Yes. And then there was the not able to being put at the plate because of his pitching injuries. Joe correctly pointed that out. So 2018, 2019, 2020, it was just negligible. But in 2021, when he actually had career high of 46 home runs, he had 21 at this point of the season. So just kind of interesting to see, like, all right, is he going to get to 50? I'm kind of interested. It's probably not going to be 60, but definitely, it was close, but no cigar. He hit 24 last year on this
Jesus
day.
Jesus Cristo, that kid is good.
Yeah,
he's Jesus, good. I wish I was 6'6 and could swing that bat.
And I believe at this point of last year, he was still pitching, right?
Yeah.
So he was hitting 24 yep. home runs and pitching at a bat clip. Unbelievable. All right, guys, fair or foul number two. There are more players hitting over 300 right now this season than there were at the end of last season. Fair or foul? More players hitting 300 or more this year right now than there were at the end of 2023.
I'll go first on this. You know, I think we're seeing the swing. I don't mean a pun. I think we're seeing the shift that as sabermetrics come in and we're talking about strikeouts versus home runs, we're talking about things like that. And I think there was a year last year of some new rules that changed some stuff. And I always think everything balances out. I'm actually going to say fair on this. I can't name them all, but I do think we are going to start seeing a larger gap between those that can and those that can't. And I think those that can, you can probably predict. So I'll say fair.
I'm going to say, now the question was phrased, there are more 300 hitters this year than last.
Yes, yeah, at the end of last year, yes.
I say foul that there are less 300 hitters because hitting has been lower this year. And I want to say that like the league average is one of the lowest it's been in a long time.
I think the league average is like 238.
Yeah, it's low. So I'm going to say foul that as a collective in the league that it is lower.
Patrick nailed this one. He is right with the fair answer. Right now there are 11. There are 11 guys hitting 300 or higher. And
can
that,
you say them real quick?
Yeah. So Bobby Witt Jr. leading the league at 323. Jurickson Profar, Marcelo Zuna, Luis Arias, Shohei Ohtani, Carlos Correa, Juan Soto, Alec Bohm, Wilson Contreras, Mookie Betts, and finally Aaron Judge. Last year, Arias Acuna, Freddie Freeman, Yandy Diaz, Corey Seager, Cody Bellinger, Mookie Betts, Bo Bichette, and Shohei Ohtani.
Interesting. Interesting. Very.
I mean, it's just when you think of the averages and how you guys are talking about the way that the guys are getting pitched to nowadays and how much harder it is to get just kind of nothing base hits. I do believe, though, at this point of last year, we had around 11 or 12 guys hitting 300. And by the end of the year, it kind of got down to 9.
I'm more surprised this early in the year that the highest average is only in the 20s.
That's a good point, too.
You know, this time of the year, I think there's usually somebody that's like 345, and we start the stupid, can they hit 400? So I'm surprised it's a little lower than that. I think baseball's a law of averages. Things even out.
Yeah, like Arias kind of coming out of nowhere last year. Profar this year, having a 320 season. Crazy. All right, guys, fair foul number 3. Rest in peace, Willie Mays at the age of 93. 24-time All-Star Game selections, 22 seasons played, 2 NL MVPs, 1 World Series title, 12 Gold Gloves. Fair or foul, there will never be a player better than Willie Mays ever again.
Listen, God rest his soul, RIP. But were we ever saying that Willie Mays was the best player of all time before this? I mean,
I think one of the best center fielders, yeah.
I love Willie. As a historian of the game, as somebody who loves the history of this game and where this game was and where this game is now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome to everybody's favorite segment. This is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday night at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. That's where we are right now. And without further ado, I'll turn this over to our fantastic producer, Schultz. What you got for me today?
Appreciate you guys. I'll try to stump you a couple of times and then have some newsworthy stuff. Let's start off with Shohei Ohtani. We were talking LA Dodgers earlier in the show. Go podcast it. Anywhere you get your podcasts, of course, not pitching this year, but hitting like a machine. Joe, you mentioned he did hit a home run.
What are you today? 470 what?
Yeah, something crazy.
474?
Yeah, against the Colorado Rockies. Woo! Now, that is in Colorado, but still. I mean, I don't care
476.
If
476. What is Colorado Rockies?
Don't care if they're putting balls in the humidor. That's talent.
That's big.
Yeah, getting a near 500 feet. Ridiculous. But was looking at Shohei Ohtani's home runs to this point each season and was pretty surprised, guys. Fair or foul? Shohei Ohtani has more home runs by this date in 2024, so today, June 18th, 2024, than he ever has on June 18th in his career. So to this point.
How many does he have right now?
I believe this was his 20th home run today. So 20 home runs on June 18th, fair or foul. This would be the most that he has had on this date ever in his career.
This is kind of like that Judge one from last week.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'll go first. Oh, no, Joe, you go first. I'm worried that my opinion will sway you. You go first.
I'm going to say fair. I feel like the first couple of Angels seasons, he was good, but because of also the pitching aspect that he did not get to play every game and have every at-bat possible. And also, I feel like he didn't really show his power until a couple seasons in. But still, wasn't able to play every game. The pitching being thrown in there. I'm going to say this is fair. Most home runs during up until June 18th than any point of his career.
I will also say fair for very different reasons. If he's got 20, I know Judge is not far ahead of him. And Judge is being talked about potentially doing what he did 2 years ago. And I don't recall anybody ever saying Shohei is on pace to hit 60 home runs. So because of my chosen historical review, I will say fair that this is the most he's had. Because if he is at 20, he is on pace to probably hit 56.
I'm actually kind of proud of myself. I stumped both of you. It is foul.
Wow.
So 2024, he has 20 home runs so far, including the one he hit today in Colorado against the Rockies. In 2023, you guys, he had to this point 24 home runs. And that is the season that he hit 44 home runs in.
Because
last
he was
year.
Shut down for a little bit at the end.
Yeah. It's really weird. When you look at it's actually wacky because, Joe, you did
That's
mention.
That's right. Him, he there was like, could he beat Judge?
Yes. And then there was the not able to being put at the plate because of his pitching injuries. Joe correctly pointed that out. So 2018, 2019, 2020, it was just negligible. But in 2021, when he actually had career high of 46 home runs, he had 21 at this point of the season. So just kind of interesting to see, like, all right, is he going to get to 50? I'm kind of interested. It's probably not going to be 60, but definitely, it was close, but no cigar. He hit 24 last year on this
Jesus
day.
Jesus Christo, that kid is good.
Yeah,
Jesus, good. I wish I was 6'6 and could swing that bat.
And I believe at this point of last year, he was still pitching, right?
Yeah.
So he was hitting 24 home runs and pitching at a bat clip. Unbelievable. All right, guys, fair or foul number two. There are more players hitting over 300 right now this season than there were at the end of last season. Fair or foul? More players hitting 300 or more this year right now than there were at the end of 2023.
I'll go first on this. You know, I think we're seeing the swing. I don't mean a pun. I think we're seeing the shift that as sabermetrics come in and we're talking about strikeouts versus home runs, we're talking about things like that. And I think there was a year last year of some new rules that changed some stuff. And we're going to, I always think everything balances out. I'm actually going to say fair on this. I can't name them all, but I do think we are going to start seeing a larger gap between those that can and those that can't. And I think those that can, you can probably predict. So I'll say fair.
I'm going to say, now the question was phrased, there are more 300 hitters this year than last.
Yes, yeah, at the end of last year, yeah.
I say foul that there are less 300 hitters because hitting has been lower this year. And I want to say that like the league average is one of the lowest it's been in a long time.
I think the league average is like 238.
Yeah, it's low. So I'm going to say foul that as a collective in the league that it is lower.
Patrick nailed this one. He is right with the fair answer. Right now, there are 11 guys hitting 300 or higher. And
can
that,
you say them real quick?
Yeah. So Bobby Witt Jr. leading the league at 323. Jurickson Profar, Marcelo Zuna, Luis Arias, Shohei Ohtani, Carlos Correa, Juan Soto, Alec Bohm, Wilson Contreras, Mookie Betts, and finally, Aaron Judge. Last year, Arias Acuna, Freddie Freeman, Yandy Diaz, Corey Seager, Cody Bellinger, Mookie Betts, Bo Bichette, and Shohei Ohtani.
Interesting.
Very. I mean, it's just when you think of the averages and how you guys are talking about the way that the guys are getting pitched to nowadays and how much harder it is to get just kind of nothing base hits. I do believe, though, at this point of last year, we had around 11 or 12 guys hitting 300. And by the end of the year, it kind of got down to 9.
I'm more surprised this early in the year that the highest average is only in the 20s.
That's a good point, too.
You know, this time of the year, I think there's usually somebody that's like 345, and we start the stupid, can they hit 400? So I'm surprised it's a little lower than that. I think baseball's a law of averages. Things even out.
Yeah, like Arias kind of coming out of nowhere last year. Profar this year, having a 320 season. Crazy. All right, guys, fair foul number 3. Rest in peace, Willie Mays at the age of 93. 24-time All-Star Game selections, 22 seasons played, 2 NL MVPs, 1 World Series title, 12 Gold Gloves. Fair or foul, there will never be a player better than Willie Mays ever again.
Listen, God rest his soul, RIP. But were we ever saying that Willie Mays was the best player of all time before this? I mean,
I think one of the best center fielders, yeah.
I love Willie. As a historian of the game, as somebody who loves the history of this game and where this game was and where this game is now, I don't know if I think Willie's the best center fielder of all time.
You going Griffey above him?
I love Mickey Mantle. I think Willie is better than Mickey Mantle, but I love Mickey, so I'll give it to Willie. But there's about 6 years of Mike Trout, and there's about 6 years of Ken Griffey Jr. that are okay. The greatest baseball player of all time.
Yeah, but there's no way you're choosing Mike Trout.
We're talking about longevity here as well. Like actual longevity, not purported or what could have been longevity.
A 20-time All-Star.
If Albert Pujols was better as an Angel, he'd be the best player of all time, but he wasn't.
301 batting average, 660 home runs, almost 3,300 hits, 1,900-plus RBIs. I mean, when you just look at the totality of the numbers and look at people that have like great stats in one or two of those categories and then try to compare them to this, I don't know.
Based on accolades, no. But I also know in my heart of hearts, the greatest center fielder of all time is probably Ken Griffey Jr.
I mean, I have to disagree with that just from, again, longevity standpoint. I mean, after he left the Mariners, it seemed like the dude just couldn't stay healthy wherever he went. Like, his Reds stint was like...
I feel bad saying that, just so you guys know. Like, I feel guilty over here.
You can make a case for Willie Mays being the best player of all time. I mean, I just think that Babe Ruth and what he did over his career as
but
well.
I can make,
granted, he was playing against barbers and dentists.
But I can make the argument that kickers are
car mechanics.
Is the best player of all time.
I don't think he can. Of all time.
I mean, accolades, even putting those into question for, or you know, putting
that's
accolades.
Why center field is so sexy.
Putting accolades aside, he's literally like an 83.8 WAR player. Ken Griffey Jr. is. That's like half of what Willie Mays did. Seriously, Willie.
Yeah.
Career WAR 156.2. Man, that's nuts.
I'm gonna say foul just because it's. I feel like it's difficult for anybody to agree in baseball who the quote unquote GOAT is.
That's true.
I feel like, I mean, you could say basketball.
I can tell you Roberto Clemente is the GOAT. I can tell you that Greg Maddux is the GOAT. I can tell you that Pedro Martinez or Mickey Mantle is the GOAT.
Yeah. In football, you can basically do it now with Brady. You can do it with basketball
it's
and
Michael.
Jordan. So I feel like baseball
hockey
is
Gretzky.
I feel like baseball is the
soccer's
one
Pele,
subjective
maybe Messi.
Sport where people cannot agree wholeheartedly. I mean, some people would say Ted Williams, best hitter of all time.
Teddy Ball, yeah.
So, I mean, it's I'm going to say foul. He's top five player of all time, but the greatest of all time. I don't know, five-tool player, though. So
he's not greatest, but he's on tough. Rushmore.
Yes. Yeah, I think I'll agree with you on that. From your question earlier in the show, that is he a Mount Rushmore player? I would put him on the top four.
He's Rushmore.
All right, guys, final fair or foul. So AAA announcing this week that they are going to now use the automated strike zone in all of their games. They had only been using the challengeable and automated strike zone, I think, like 2 or 3 days a week, just trying to test it. And now looks like it's eventually coming to Major League Baseball because we're going to see it implemented fully in AAA. Essentially, you can challenge what would be a call on an automated strike zone set up for you at the beginning of the season immediately and quickly, too. And the game does continue moving. So fair or foul, guys, if we do see this come up to MLB, an automated strike zone will curb on-field ejections to almost zero.
I'm not going to say zero. I'm going to say foul because there are still going to be, like, check swing calls. I think there's going to be some safe, not safe calls that will lead to some contention, even though they can replay that. I will not say zero, but it will be a lot less. Boy, did you see Rob Thompson and him getting in with the umpire the other day?
I wish the real world would just stop hassling me.
He was giving it to the ump, and the ump was giving it right back to him. Like, that was one of the more, like, damn, these guys look like they're about to throw down. My God.
I will give Joe the credit on this. I think Joe's right, but for the fun of the game, I'm going to be the opposite of Joe.
Come on.
Simply because the majority of throwouts are called balls and strikes. Like, if a guy is called safe and he was clearly out, the manager's not getting thrown out as often as it is balls and strikes.
Yeah.
And so I'll be the funsie, although I think Joe is right on this. I'll be the funsie to say the opposite for S's and G's.
Definitely a fun one. And guys, really quickly, just to go back to the Mays thing, he did not play in 1953 because of military service.
I was going to say, I saw that on his wiki page as far as like his years played, and I saw that there was a gap in 53, and I was like, I wonder if that was, for military service.
Yeah, so he played in 51 when he won Rookie of the Year. 52, he only played in 30-some games, and then, 53, he took off completely at age of 23, I believe, for military service. So I think that alone, just with that year off, as well as that great career, cements him. And I hate to say this, because I'm a Griffey fan, as the greatest center fielder of all time.
All right, that is fair or foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot Corner, Tenet the Fan. We come back next week. We'll talk a little bit Olympics versus World Baseball Classic. Plus, we'll get into this minor league baseball situation. But Joe and I were just talking about this in the break. Did people really think, or did they just want the narrative that the Mavericks were going to win this NBA championship?
I don't know. The Celtics are probably one of the more disrespected championship teams I've seen in quite some time. This is probably the most disrespected championship team since the 2019 Raptors. Now, granted, the Raptors had somewhat of a good reason for that because the Warriors just started to fall apart with injuries with Clay and Kevin Durant during that series.
And the Raptors were good, not great, before they got Kawhi.
Right, and that was just a historic playoff run, and again, but everyone would agree they're not winning that NBA Finals if Klay Thompson is healthy and if Kevin Durant is healthy,
right,
and playing all those games. So,
totally,
I mean,
agree.
Whereas you look at the Celtics, like, yeah, they had a route through the East where they weren't playing the best players because they were injured, but it's not like those series were close. Like, no. They were like, oh, okay, you're without your best player. Okay, we'll sweep your ass. We'll beat you 4-1. And then you get to the NBA Finals where Mavericks had all their dogs. They were all ready. And they were coming off riding a high, winning that series against Minnesota, who everybody loved in the series against Denver, right?
Right.
So that's where, like, before the NBA Finals started, I'm like, I don't think we need to outthink the room here and try and overthink this. I took the Celtics in six, and I'm listening to this audio that apparently was played on primetime of damn near every pundit in the NBA just
every single
taking
one.
A dump on the Celtics. Like, yeah, whatever. They're not flashy. They're not sexy, but they're a great, deep team, and that is what wins the NBA Finals championship, a great team.
Yeah, I think what's really ridiculous about the whole thing is the reason they took the Mavericks was because they want Luka and Kyrie because they want the story. You know, Jalen and Tatum are kind of boring.
Well, yeah, the story of the Celtics winning it, I mean, trust me, there's already people saying today, like, this was the most boring finals of all time. Nothing thrilling. No NBA Finals moment that came out of this series. There was no dominant performance. And it's like, so the F what?
But, like, let's come over to baseball for a moment. Who are the best players in baseball? Ronald Acuna Jr.? The Braves won a World Series and his ACL was in shreds, okay? Mookie won a World Series in 2018. Shohei, nothing. Judge, nothing, okay? Freddie Freeman won a World Series as an MVP, but nobody's going to tell you that Freddie Freeman is a Luka Doncic-type star. It's unbelievable sometimes how the media so desperately wants to push a narrative. I was texting with Brandon. I've been texting with Brandon Sprague over the last few days, asking him, like, hey, I actually like Tatum's game over Brown's game as like an aesthetic, as what I want to watch. But why is everybody talking about Tatum as the better player when clearly the Brown is the better player? Well, and Brown just won the MVP. I would argue Jaylen Brown's a better player than Jason Tatum.
Well, on some nights, yes, he is. I wouldn't say he's clearly the better player. He had a better playoffs for sure, and he is definitely peaking when it comes to his talent and his offensive game.
But I'll tell you, I cannot be more excited that people that cover baseball don't do it the way the NBA does.
No.
If Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum were baseball players, everybody would know that Jaylen Brown's the better player.
Well, and also, I think they would just give credence to both of the players as far as just being very, very good talents and appreciating their game rather than letting NBA is such a soap drama?
Opera.
Yeah, soap opera. Thank you. And it's just so drama laden. And like you said, wanting to create stars and stories that it's like.
And that's why all these idiots chose Luka and Kyrie. I text my buddy who's from the area. He's a diehard Celtics fan. I was like, dude, you don't really think Dallas is going to give you a run, do you? And he was like, well, I didn't. I mean, I wouldn't normally, but I watch TV and everybody's got me thinking that we're going to lose. It's like, bro, you just won in 5 games in dominant fashion. And the game
four games, they swept the Pacers.
And the game four loss to the Mavericks was the most predictable thing I've ever seen in my life. Just like game four in the Stanley Cup Finals. Now, tonight was interesting, but the game four loss by Florida to Edmonton 8-1, that reeks of NBA garbage. I don't know. I think it's weird.
And then now the Oilers, they just won game five. Panthers are going to lose this series. Watch.
Let's go. I'm in on this Oilers thing.
I cannot believe the Panthers right now. It is ignoramus. I cannot believe it.
Connor McDavid is the best thing I've ever seen, and he's going to win.
Time and time again, the Panthers blow it over and over. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll see you next week. We'll talk a little minor league baseball, strike zone situations, plus Bryce Harper hates the World Baseball Classic. We'll see you next week. That's Joe Fisher, Schultzy on the ones and twos. Patrick Harris, go do something I would do. We come back next week. We'll talk a little bit Olympics versus World Baseball Classic, plus we'll get into this minor league baseball situation. But Joe and I were just talking about this in the break. Did people really think, or did they just want the narrative that the Mavericks were going to win this NBA championship?
I don't know. The Celtics are probably one of the more disrespected championship teams I've seen in quite some time. This is probably the most disrespected championship team since the 2019 Raptors. Now, granted, the Raptors had somewhat of a good reason for that because the Warriors just started to fall apart with injuries with Clay and Kevin Durant during that series.
And the Raptors were good, not great, before they got Kawhi.
Right. And that was just a historic playoff run. And again, but everyone would agree they're not winning that NBA Finals if Klay Thompson is healthy and if Kevin Durant is healthy.
Right.
And playing all those games. So,
totally,
I mean,
agree.
Whereas you look at the Celtics, like, yeah, they had a route through the East where they weren't playing the best players because they were injured. But it's not like those series were close. Like, no. They were like, oh, okay, you're without your best player. Okay, we'll sweep your ass. We'll beat you 4-1. And then you get to the NBA Finals where Mavericks had all their dogs. They were all ready. And they were coming off riding a high, winning that series against Minnesota, who everybody loved in the series against Denver, right?
Right.
So that's where, like, before the NBA Finals started, I'm like, I don't think we need to outthink the room here and try and overthink this. I took the Celtics in six, and I'm listening to this audio that apparently was played on primetime of damn near every pundit in the NBA just
every single
taking
one.
A dump on the Celtics. Like, yeah, whatever. They're not flashy. They're not sexy, but they're a great, deep team. And that is what wins the NBA Finals championship, a great team.
Yeah, I think what's really ridiculous about the whole thing is the reason they took the Mavericks was because they want Luka and Kyrie because they want the story. You know, Jaylen and Tatum are kind of boring.
Well, yeah, the story of the Celtics winning it, I mean, trust me, there's already people saying today, like, this was the most boring finals of all time. Nothing thrilling. No finals moment. No NBA finals moment that came out of this series. There was no dominant performance. And it's like, so the F what?
But, like, let's come over to baseball for a moment. Who are the best players in baseball? Ronald Acuna Jr.? The Braves won a World Series and his ACL was in shreds, okay? Mookie won a World Series in 2018. Shohei, nothing. Judge, nothing, okay? Freddie Freeman won a World Series as an MVP, but nobody's going to tell you that Freddie Freeman is a Luka Doncic-type star. It's unbelievable sometimes how the media so desperately wants to push a narrative. I was texting with Brandon. I've been texting with Brandon Sprague over the last few days, asking him, like, hey, I actually like Tatum's game over Brown's game as like an aesthetic, as what I want to watch. But why is everybody talking about Tatum as the better player when clearly the Brown is the better player?
Well,
and Brown just won the MVP. I would argue Jaylen Brown's a better player than Jason Tatum.
Well, on some nights, yes, he is. I wouldn't say he's clearly the better player. He had a better playoffs for sure, and he is definitely peaking when it comes to his talent and his offensive game.
But I'll tell you, I cannot be more excited that people that cover baseball don't do it the way the NBA does.
No.
If Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum were baseball players, everybody would know that Jaylen Brown's the better player.
Well, and also, I think they would just give credence to both of the players as far as just being very, very good talents and appreciating their game rather than letting NBA is such a soap
soap drama? Yeah, soap opera. Thank you. And it's just so drama laden. And like you said, wanting to create stars and stories that it's like.
And that's why all these idiots chose Luka and Kyrie. I text my buddy who's from the area. He's a diehard Celtics fan. I was like, dude, you don't really think Dallas is going to give you a run, do you? And he was like, well, I didn't. I mean, I wouldn't normally, but I watch TV and everybody's got me thinking that we're going to lose. It's like, bro, you just won in 5 games in dominant fashion. And the game
four games, they swept the Pacers.
And the game four loss to the Mavericks was the most predictable thing I've ever seen in my life. Just like game four in the Stanley Cup Finals. Now, tonight was interesting, but the game four loss by Florida to Edmonton, 8-1, that reeks of NBA garbage. I don't know. I think it's weird.
And then now the Oilers, they just won game five. The Panthers are going to lose this series. Watch.
Let's go. I'm in on this Oilers thing.
I cannot believe the Panthers right now. It is ignoramus. I cannot believe it.
Connor McDavid is the best thing I've ever seen, and he's going to win.
Time and time again, the Panthers blow it over and over.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll see you next week. We'll talk a little minor league baseball, strike zone situations, plus Bryce Harper hates the World Baseball Classic. We'll see you next week. That's Joe Fisher, Schultzy on the ones and twos. Patrick Harris, go do something I would do.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.